And on a Thursday, it's always a wonderful pleasure to welcome to the studio the Dolphin Coast Riders, or members of the Dolphin Coast Riders. In this case, Arthur Bertram is back. Looks exactly like Jack Black. You think he's going to break out in a rock school of rock and, you know, some amazing comedy. But I'm sure that can happen. Nice to see you, Arthur.
You and, too, Dave.
And Nicole von Metzinger is in the house. Lovely to welcome you too. Both
nice
very
to be
fit and healthy and hale and all of those good things.
Well, I'm not so sure about that at the moment. My Jack Black resemblance is directly proportional to the number of kilos I'm carrying at any one time.
Really? You look very, very strong to me. The Striders coming to the time of year when peace on earth reigns supreme, you know, love and happiness and ho, ho, ho and Christmas cheer. Have you got anything special lined up in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. So, as you say, working up towards the end of the year, obviously we don't have a typical running calendar this year. You know, things have been massively, massively disrupted. A couple of races are coming back and getting going again. But typically, you know, the running calendar builds up to kind of crescendo around Comrades time and then kind of devolves down to some shorter, faster races to the end of the year. But what we're doing this year is, look, first up, we've got our traditional little club pub run, which is up for next weekend.
A pub run.
Yeah.
This could be attractive to those that you're trying to encourage to join.
Yeah. A bit of an internal club event.
Do you have to run to the pub or can you drive?
Well, it depends. You can claim, you know, Gammy Leg or something along those lines. So we do a little bit of a circuit of town and it's just a little bit of a traditional event. So.
And what are the pubs that are participating?
Well, that's still being worked out. But generally, we do a little bit of a loop around Bolito and probably end up doing, I don't know, six or seven Ks kind of thing.
And you have a little spot at each pub.
Correct. That's the plan. Yeah.
So you really, it could be quite fun to watch.
Yes,
indeed. So that's like a bit of an informal little thing. And then normally at this time of the year, we have the Big Hill Run, which is a public race that we put on. End up with normally about 1,000 runners, and we head from Sugar Rush, have a half marathon and a 10K and a 5K up to the top of the Sanembe Hill there near Rain Farm and back down. It's just a little bit risky for us to put something on like that this year, but we're doing a little bit differently for our members. So we're going to be running a similar route, but we're turning it into a cross-country affair up the hill on the roads, holler trails back down.
Okay.
We've got some fun clubs.
So you've got road and trail in the mix.
Exactly.
Something for everyone.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about, I worked a water table 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I can't remember, time flies. And it struck me that maybe there's a better way of doing that sort of thing, because the amount of plastic that was left scattered liberally around, and you know, obviously if you work at the table, you also pick up the plastic, and I can tell you it wasn't fun. Surely there's one of the special trail run.
We absolutely very, very sensitive to that, and certainly the trail running community has migrated very, you know, very, very well. And most of those events, you know, if you don't have your own cup, you put your head in a river. That's your Ndaba.
Yeah.
Road running is a more difficult thing to change to achieve a hearts and minds shift. We have done a lot of work. We've held workshops leading up to our big race, the Dolphin Coast Marathon, in the past, and pulling together people who are developing, you know, biodegradable starch-based polymers, etc. And the tech on that, unfortunately, just isn't quite there. They got it right for the London Marathon, but obviously they've got more skin in the game than we do. The cost of these products is astronomical. So we're certainly working towards that. And as I say, it's a hearts and minds thing. And you've got a lot of, not to be sort of derogatory, but kind of a couple of old sticks in the mud who just, you know, insist on having this disposable packet that they can grab and run. And, you know, if you don't have it, I'm not supporting your race kind of business. But we're working towards that and getting people to run with hydration packs, for example, and carry their own. So it's an education game as anything, and we're getting there.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's wonderful. And as you say, it's a process like everything. Mm. So some exciting events. How is the club? I believe running is now probably the number one in terms of popular sports in the world.
I think so. And it's something that has survived very well through COVID. It's by its very nature low risk, and it's a safe thing to get done, and it's just so easy. You know, people have so much else going on in their lives.
Yeah.
And as a sport, it's just something wake up, is it nice weather? Okay, shoes on, let's go.
And I believe, oh, it's very social as well, so it's a good place to meet people. If you're new to a town, join a club and you meet people, it's a great. But if you've had issues with, and I'm saying just because I happened to see something this morning, on a recovery program that tends to replace the desperation that one is looking for through substances or alcohol, etc., with running and being much more satisfied with the net result of that benefit, if you like, the endorphins.
Sure. I mean, exactly. There are brain chemistry, yeah. You know, ties there that are very, very strong. So for people who have come from that sort of footing, it certainly seems to help a lot of them.
And if you haven't even gone that way, but you know, you're enjoying the benefits of the same kind of brain chemistry. How gorgeous!
Exactly, and I think it's much
run. I really do. You know, I've always wanted to my mm-hmm. whole life. It's like I've wanted to be a ballerina. I haven't really.
And the nice thing with that runner's high is it's always available. It's not like some of the more chemical ones that degrade over time, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, obviously there are reasons why it is as popular as it is. You've touched on just a few. I think the main thing is that in this environment where there is so much beauty around you and so much open space, and it's convenient and it's relatively safe compared to other things, and it's social. Well, of course, the club is going to go from strength to strength. You can run on your own, of course you can, but the benefits of joining a club like the Striders are immense. All of that fellowship, as one talks about in various circles, it's a real thing. And lovely people, generally speaking. I think that's true. There are very few runners that are not lovely people. I wonder why that is. Maybe we should get all our politicians and force it's mandatory. You have to be a runner. Otherwise, you can't stand for anything like that.
Yeah.
Let's shift tack now to Nicole. You are obviously a very... I mentioned how nice runners are. You particularly are, because you're doing something special for underprivileged runners.
Yeah, I try. It depends on the day you ask if I'm nice or not.
But, okay. No, we all do.
Yeah, I just think a lot of people can benefit or enjoy running more on the level that we do if they had more at the exposure or
and decent
or help.
Decent
yes.
equipment.
Decent equipment.
So there are lots of folk that can't afford the running shoes and apparel that more privileged folk
exactly.
almost take for granted.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there are many people that have got older running kit that isn't either fashionable or has done its time, and you're going to get rid of it somehow, but maybe you haven't got around to getting rid of it, luckily, because
exactly.
now...
To do it the right way. So, yes. Yeah, so many people can benefit from your pre-loved shoes and not have to run barefoot through trails or on the roads. Dolphin Coast Striders have been great. So tonight they're at the... time trials, they'll have a bin where you can come and drop off your pre-loved shoes, and if you want to come have a run with us, and then we'll make sure that those shoes go to the right people that deserve them or need them.
It's a wonderful initiative, and obviously they say it's better to give than to receive. So if you want to feel good, here's a top tip. It's Christmas almost, so why don't you just bring your running kit and give it all away today, and you'll be blessed.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you can buy yourself a new kit for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
And it's Black Friday. You can get all your things for cheap this weekend. So
yeah, it's a great initiative that Nicole's put together, and it's very much her initiative. You know, we're just helping out. I hardly want to hijack it. But yeah, we're supporting it at Time Trial until... Time Trial will run up until about Christmas and then kick off again in January. Tonight is Club Night, which we have once a month, last one for the year, open to the public. But just a nice, fun social affair. So if you've been thinking about it, getting involved, pop down, pull in. The run starts at 5:45 sharp, 4K, 8K. Stick around for a drink and a bra pack afterwards.
It's great fun, and if you're new to the area or you're on holiday and you would like to join in, you welcome... holiday makers that want to run, isn't that so?
Absolutely, Dave. So anyone who wants to come down and try at the club, we welcome people to come along, try a couple of runs, turn up two or three times. If you like the vibe, then get involved.
And the clubhouse is literally just behind the caravan park in Bolito.
Correct. It's on that kind of semicircle between the caravan park and Waterbury.
Easy to find. That's about as central as it goes, and easy to find. time trial, followed by a little bit of social activity, an opportunity to give your old running kit a new home, and everyone gets on like a house on fire. Arthur, Nicole, lovely chatting.
Lovely.
Have a good time trial, a lovely social event this evening, and I hope you get a huge amount of support for your initiative collecting.